Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. In fact, our studios are right here in Lone Tree, Colorado. If you want to see what's going on live in the studios, we do have a feed that goes all morning long. It's on YouTube. Just search Mix 100 Denver, brought to you by our good partners over at Safeway. You can watch Katie right now let out a gigantic yawn.
Somebody call me out like that, homie.
Somebody's seepy.
I haven't regulated the temperature in my apartment, and I didn't sleep well last night because it was too hot.
Oh, too hot?
I know.
Kicking those covers off?
I like it really cold. Really cold. And so, yeah, it was kept me up a little bit.
Did you?
I'm just a little bit tired today. But
it's funny. You know, I went to bed last night at like 7:30.
Lucky.
And I know, right? And I woke up and everyone else was asleep. The house was dark. And I thought for sure it was like 2:30 in the morning because I was like, man, I was sleeping hard. 2:30. I rolled over and looked at my phone. 9:50.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It was 9:50 and I had felt like I had been asleep for a day.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Usually it's
and then
like
I couldn't
midnight.
Go back to sleep. I know. I was like, 9:50?
Jeez.
And I'd do that thing where I just lay there and tell, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
back
I
to
hate
sleep.
That. That's
counting how many hours you have
it's
left.
It's only 9:50. Go yeah. back to sleep, for God's sakes. You know, we're all kind of seepy because Saturday was killer for us. It was so fun. We made our way up to Winter Circle Entertainment Center in Longmont for the big old Mix 100 Diamond Dive. We had been pimping this for a couple weeks. We got all the moms up there, about 40 moms around this gigantic Safeway cake. And y'all dove in. We got pictures. We got video. You went for it. And what a bad day to wear brand new tennis shoes.
Yeah, both of you guys.
Both of us wore
both
new
of
shoes.
Us, first of all, which, by the way, looked great. Your
you
shoes
too,
were
buddy.
Awesome.
Very stylish.
Yours were very
I could
cool.
not believe that's the way you guys went
I
with that.
I didn't
like,
expect.
I truly didn't think
seriously?
It was going to be that messy.
Didn't.
I truly didn't. I thought,
really?
For me especially, I thought I'd be like, I'll be out of the way. This will be
yes,
great.
Yes, we'll stand back.
You ladies are animals.
Throw the cake. The cake
I
was
knew
everywhere,
it.
And I was
everywhere.
Sliding. Like, I could, like, stand and then slide my feet to the side.
No, it's so
I almost
funny.
Slipped. Whoa. Like, walking to you guys, I almost ate it, which would have been
hilarious.
I knew
that we had over 30 women fighting for a $10,000 diamond ring. With cake, things were going to get messy. I busted out man. Shoes that were half the age of Josh. Like, my shoes were, like, 15, 16 years
That's
old.
Smart.
Move. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Like, incredibly smart move.
I went back.
Josh and I are trying to be all stylish and
I
hip.
Know. I don't know why you did that.
But yeah, I had to go home and wash the old Vans off.
It was unbelievable.
And the underneath just caked.
Oh my gosh.
I had to go wash my shoes off
yeah,
afterwards.
Was
I was rinsing
crazy.
My shoes off.
It was so bad. But wow, what an intense situation. And the amount of people that showed up to watch. I mean, just an incredible turnout. It was everything that we wanted for this. So thank you to all the listeners that participated and showed up day of. And a massive congratulations to sweet little Tanisha.
Yeah.
That walked away with the ring. And you'll see the excitement in the video if you check it out on our social. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Facebook, and Instagram. And then she did something crazy. She went back and did like snow angels in that
yeah.
case.
Yep.
What was that about?
No, I'm so glad she did because I've been talking about that for weeks, how yeah. I wanted to do that. But again, when I saw that 30 plus women in a giant cake makes cake soup, I was like, maybe
I
should have done this
I didn't know
cake angel before.
That the cake could become a liquid.
Yeah.
It became
it
like such a mashed up mix
did.
Of liquid and solids.
It was so crazy.
It was incredible how they demolished that. She was also the one, like truly, I think she was the most covered. Like,
oh, yeah.
There were some ladies that were kind of going like dainty about it. Like, oh, let's pick this little corner. And
she
stuff.
Went for it.
She
you guys.
Went head first, face first, and she was
covered.
Head
well, then
to
not
toe
to mention
covered.
Afterwards, you know, rolling around in
well,
it.
Well, yes,
but that was part of it.
Before she rolled around I mean, in it, she came back in and was like, dang, she's
like,
more
since
cake
I'm
than
here,
person.
Since I'm here, I mean,
crazy.
When can you say
so
I jumped
good.
In a cake and did a cake angel?
So good.
You know?
And that ring, it did look banging. So big old thank you to Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry for hooking her up and offering to resize it for her so it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
And shout out to Nick and Matt and the entire crew over there. You guys came through.
They crushed yeah. it.
They crushed it.
They crushed it. The and band was custom. It looked
oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
And that cake, you guys, Safeway did such a good job putting that cake together.
I was
together.
Shocked
like,
at how pretty it was.
It was so
It was
nice.
So pretty. And
oh
it was 100. 100 cakes all in there with
and then
22.
And 27 or
27. 22? 27 little round red cakes to make a little S in there. It looked
it was great.
Fantastic.
It was so neat.
Check out the videos and the pictures all over our social, Mix 100 Denver. I think we've got them there. And then again, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to everybody who participated in the big old Mix 100 Diamond Dive. Right now, we're going to slide into a little PMI. We've got a positive, a minus, and something interesting for you to kick off your morning. Who got to pee today?
I got that
Katie! Katie got to pee!
And this is a very good positive because I am now able to tell you the exact position you need to sleep in order to get your beauty sleep and make it actually be beauty sleep, because we're talking about aging here. The sleep that will help you age less. How are you sleeping, Jeremy? On your side? On your back?
I am a side sleeper on most likely the right side.
Okay. Josh?
I think I'm a side sleeper, but I've been told that I end up on my back throughout the night. So.
Well, the good news is, for health reasons, your breathing, your organs, and whatnot, you guys are doing it right. Your side is where you want to sleep.
Good.
However, aging, you're doing it wrong. Being on your side and your stomach is really increasing the wrinkles on your face. And they're saying that they've been doing this. Beauty editor specifically is like, she's been doing beauty stuff for 20 years and she's never done an article about aging. And so they found out that specific pillows can push into your face and cause wrinkles that stay longer than other pillows. So if you're using a cotton pillowcase, stop doing it.
See, that's the thing. I've negated all this because I'm using silk pillowcases.
I use silk.
Do you? Is that
You're
what
both?
It is?
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, you got to use silk pillowcases.
Yeah, you have to. So it's also good for your hair follicles.
That's why I used it. I use the silk pillowcase because people have told me that with my super curly hair, in order to keep it from breaking and damaging it, that the silk pillowcase is the best. So I've been using it. I had no idea that is what we want to make our face not sag, because they say the pillow is pushing against our face all the time, and that cotton is so abrasive. So not only is it creating these wrinkles, but when you move your face, it scratches and it causes them to stay.
I must have slept well last night on my side, because I woke up and I was looking in the mirror, putting my contacts this morning, lines all across my face.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I had a good sleep then,
and
I guess.
And that's what you want to avoid. So they're saying, again, even with the silk pillowcase. Well, no, if you lay on your back, it's just going
to
help that a lot more.
All
so
right,
try and lay on your back. Yes.
All right, on your back, and then the silk pillowcase.
Exactly.
All right, Josh, do you have the minus today?
I got the minus today. Really quick, Igloo, great icebox company. They make a lot of those really cool coolers.
Okay.
The big ones, the 50-gallon ones, have been recalled. If you have the 50-gallon Igloo cooler, make sure you check them out and make sure they're safe, because they have had 80 fingertip injuries and 30 fingertip amputations.
Oh, my God.
They have been amputated because the top is, like, there's a little hinge there to keep it open.
Oh, God.
They've been breaking, and they're so heavy to keep the cool in there that they fall on fingers and...
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're lopping fingers off?
Chop them right off. 30 amputations.
I was just going in for a natty ice.
Dude, 30 amputations right now. So right now it's a voluntary recall, but they are recalling 1 million
I would think
coolers
so.
Right now.
The only benefit to this is if you lop off a finger, it drops into the cooler and it's already on ice.
Hey, there you go.
You're
right
good.
To the ER.
Bring it
right in. Put that baby right back on.
Load it up. Put it in the back of the truck, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mini guillotine.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Don't put your child's head in there.
Don't put anything else in there.
But they're lopping fingers off. And just be careful if you have one of those Igloo coolers made in 19.
People drink a lot, Katie. You never know what they're putting in there.
Oh, yeah. Made from 2019 to 2025. So just up if you have the newest model. They could still lop your finger off. So just be careful. Be careful out there.
That's so cringy.
It's disgusting.
Unlock new fear.
You're gonna take out a natty ice and find the tip of your finger in there.
Right.
That's not
like,
what you
truly,
want.
Truly, like, don't have your kid, like, get in there for a Coke or something.
That's what it is. It's a lot of kids, unfortunately, because they're slamming on top of the kid.
Lop a hand off with a kid.
That's not what you
want. Whole finger off.
Good night. All right, I've got the interesting. Katie wants you to look good as you age, and I just want you to live a very long time. The one food that you should be eating that will help you live to 100 years old.
Green chili.
Oh, God, I wish that was right.
I wish that was right.
Popcorn.
Oh, popcorn. I can do that, though.
According to the Mayo Clinic, eating whole grains such as brown rice, oatmeal, and popcorn can lower your blood pressure, your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol levels, and that'll reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and the old colon cancer.
Okay, but no, this isn't like movie theater popcorn.
No, sir.
That's doused in butter and salt.
No, sir. Okay. You don't want that. You want the air-popped, basic, boring, bland popcorn.
Okay. I don't like it because of the... You ever had a kernel just stuck in your teeth that you can't get out?
You know, it's awesome, though. Worst. Like, right now, they make these things called toothbrushes.
Ah!
And
floss.
A toothpick. Yeah, we live in an amazing time, Josh, where you can brush your teeth.
I floss constantly, buddy. Thank
you.
How
you snapped your fingers like
what
you
is
were
that
really
called? Yeah, what's that called? Yeah. It's a new thing.
Brand new invention. A breakthrough.
It's a toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
Buddy.
All right.
You know what? I'll take a couple kernels in the teeth if it doesn't give me colon cancer.
Yeah,
buddy.
Exactly.
You know what? Fair enough.
You know, you got to give and take, dude.
Fair enough.
And side note, go get your butt checked out. When it's time, you guys.
Yeah.
Start at 40. I started at 40. I'm going to tell you, it's very refreshing. Like it's really refreshing.
You get everything out of your body
it
leading up to that.
It feels so good to take those pills.
Clean you right out.
It's the best. I'm not even joking. I wish I could just do that on like a monthly basis.
Oh.
It's just
honestly,
fantastic.
That'd probably be good for you,
wouldn't
it?
I know.
I mean,
maybe. I don't know if it gets rid of good gut bacteria, though, if you do that. I don't know.
Too much. You're flushing your chair. You're flushing yourself too much.
Every other month, you guys. Every other month.
I heard Janet Jackson used to do it a lot, so...
Hmm.
Might
really?
As well,
why?
Right? Yeah, coffee enemas all the time.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to do that. I start talking like this. She looks great. Oh, it's time to get my butt cleaned out again.